Finally, you answer your phone. Well, I got tired of typing back and forth. Psh, whatever, you always complain. Besides, it seems like someone's extremely horny today. What's got you in such a good mood? Just woke up happy. Now there's a shocker. I usually have to warm you up to make you crack a smile. And now, my phone is filled with us texting our normal flirtatious nonsense. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love talking to you like this. It's nice to have someone I can actually do this with and they're not weirded out. Like, I don't think I have many friends that understand that threatening to suck their dick is just jokes. And then we always try to back each other into a corner until the other breaks. Like playing chicken. In our own fun way. Hey now. I am not always the first one to break. I'm gonna break you in a second. Of course you would like that, you horny bastard. Oh, of course. I would love to get my hands on you. I don't think you'd be able to handle that, though. Saying that does not count as breaking. I'm just saying a fact. You can't handle me. Oh, yeah. Well, I bet you couldn't handle half the things you want. Or that you claim to want. Like, hold on. Here. We were talking about eating those cinnamon buns with a ton of icing. I'm complaining about how the icing is getting everywhere. Meanwhile, you say, lucky for you, I'm really good with my tongue. With a winking emoji. What do you mean, what? What I'm saying is, you would never go down on somebody. Psh, yeah, right, you'd love to. No one has ever given you a chance. Now that, I don't believe. I mean, have you seen yourself? Oh, my dear friend, you are stupid as hell if you think you don't look attractive. I guess beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and you may not be your type, but you're at least my type. Of course, like, look, don't tell anybody this, okay? Or I'll break you, legitimately. I'll break something on your body. No, you have to promise me. Good. Okay. Well, I had a crush on you once upon a time. Yeah, innocent crush, of course, but like, yeah. Within the first year of knowing you. Though it dissolved, it's gone now. Kind of. And we're friends. The flirting's not weird, trust me. It's actually pretty easy to do with you, but it's all in fun. Nothing serious, right? Something wrong over there? Oh, I'm just making sure. You sounded a bit hesitant for a second. Like, maybe you're focusing on something else. Is everything okay over there, by the way? I know it's pretty early, but, you know, I'm a nosy motherfucker. I will say, you took the news pretty well. Let me guess. You always had your suspicions? Or is there something else you haven't told me yet? Hey, we're just two friends. You can talk to me about anything. Did you possibly have a crush on me? No. That's fair. Breaking my heart, just hurting my feelings. Boo-hoo. Oh, hush you. I know a way to shut you up. But alas, you don't go down on people. Hey, you have plenty of opportunity to do so, and you haven't. Have you talked to the women that you claim don't want you going down on them? Exactly. Shy boy. Oh, come on. There are millions of people that wished they looked like you. Now, if you had a little bit of confidence... Honestly, I'd probably never even be able to talk to you again with how much tail you'd end up getting. Hey, shame on them though, more for me. Hey, you know there's some things I want to do to you. Name one thing. How about the classic, suck your dick? You want something different? Like what? Something I said you can't handle. Fair. Okay, how about this? You come over to my place. I cover your eyes with a mask so you can't see. I duct tape your mouth so you can't speak. I get some handcuffs, or something a bit more simple. Same tape or rope. Tie your hands behind your back, and I lead you to my bedroom. And then I might take the duct tape off after a while, so you can show me how good your tongue is. You think you can handle that? Hello? Were you tripping over your words just now? And you say you can handle this. I should honestly do that to you next time you come over. Just to see you crack. Oh, that's cruel. Well, it wouldn't end there. In real life, I'd go a lot farther. Well, that depends. What do you like? What do you think you'd like, I should say, since you're a virgin and all that? Anything? You're open to anything. Hey, I put you on the spot because you're so certain that you can take whatever I give you. So, there's gotta be something going on in your head that you want right now. Other than a cuddle. Do you want me to come to your house now and cuddle you? Or would you like to come here? Especially after what I just said. Even more so since you don't seem to believe me. Then do you believe me? No? Now this is the ultimate game of chicken. Do you think I'm lying to you right now that I would not do these things to you? We've been friends for a long time. I've only lied to you once. And that's so I wouldn't hurt your feelings. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm not trying to make you feel better about yourself. I am telling you the facts. You're hot, and even now, I still want you. I am really lucky that no one's with you right now. So I can be a horny motherfucker as much as I want. Because at the end of the day, the crush I have on you, although greatly diminished, almost gone, there's still remnants of it that can be spotted if you look at the right places. Look at me. Look at my face, look at my chest. Look wherever you want. What part of me interests you the most? My lips. Okay. What do you want my lips to do then? Just continue speaking. Be wrapped around your cock. kiss you on the lips, bite you, kiss you, lick you. What do you want? All these things? Somebody's a bit greedy. But we can start off with a kiss. Well, for now you get air kisses until you come over here or I go to you. You're busy doing something today? Okay, well, that's unfortunate. I have my day off and I'm all alone and I'll probably get on Discord and talk to some other people. And you know how I get when I'm on Discord. I get distracted for the entire day. Curiosity. What do you plan on doing, huh? Is it some more D&D with the boys? Of course, of course. Well, while you're enjoying yourself, I'll stay over here, play my games. Then later on, make some mac and cheese. Yes. My mom's special mac and cheese. No, you cannot change plans around now. No. No way. You just want to change plans for the mac and cheese. You're not doing it for me. You're doing it for the mac and cheese. Don't be so silly. It's okay. Come on. You can do your D&D, I can make the mac and cheese, I can bring you some tomorrow. Sound good? Huh? Okay. Are you certain that your D&D session won't last too long? He'll make sure it doesn't. Are you the DM? Okay. Talk to your DM, talk to your people, see what happens. And then you can come over. No one else is going to be here for the entire day. Honestly, the entire week. So, we can goof off, do silly things. And then we can resume our lovely little game of chicken. I will say this, though, before I let you go and prepare. I highly recommend that you bring a condom if you plan to go outside for this game. Do you go outside and meet up with each other, or do you do it online? Outside? Yeah. If you pass by a store at all, get some condoms. Just in case. In case what? You'll see. Better safe than sorry. Now get going, you nerd. Nerd geek, shut up. I'll catch you later, okay? Okay, good. Bye-bye.